Coach said today during the football now he expects maybe there might be one guy who didn't participate in the offseason program that isn't ready for day one of training camp. I'm assuming that's not you. So how eager are you for these 5 weeks to go racing by?
I'm very eager, but one thing I've learned to, you know, make sure you maintain and make sure you focus on is your emotional intelligence when you're dealing with an injury because it's a lot of ups and downs. And with that being said, I'm just maintaining that, making sure I maintain that. And it's been a beautiful process and definitely looking forward to training camp.
Sam, is it, what do you think that the young guys could get this week with so many guys gone as far as when you're thrown in there and you're told that you have to step up, it's sink or swim time because, you know what I mean, they're thrown in a spot they're maybe not familiar with.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, and this is another reason why I'm just happy to be a part of this organization. We do a great job of bringing in some great guys. And they've embraced this week, you know, with the older guys being gone, and they've done a great job. We still maintain the level of intensity. I think, you know, we did a great job from a communication standpoint. As far as defense, that's always going to be big. So it's been pretty cool to see that maintained despite some of the older guys being gone.
You heard Mike in the past say things like, you know, we like to manufacture ways to help leaders evolve and step up. This seems like one of those weeks where that happened because with other guys not around, it's really natural for guys like yourself and other guys to step up and have their voice heard.
Correct. And with that being said, you know, when the leaders are around, if you're a younger player, sometimes you're in your comfort zone, you know you don't have to say much. But when they're gone, now you're out of your comfort zone and that forces you to grow. That's something that I truly believe. It's been pretty good. Maybe one day I'm not able to do something, another day I'm able to do something. And I'm just thankful for the training staff that they always been working with me and, you know, dealing with my emotions from time to time. And we've been growing. Everything's been beautiful. Thankful for it.
Training camp, you're anticipating full good?
Definitely looking forward to training camp and continue to stay on the track that I'm on right now.
Sam, when you were a rookie and Mike gave that speech right before the 5 week break before training camp, take care of yourself, take care of your business, stay out of trouble. How did that resonate with you as a young player, and how do you now make sure it resonates with these young guys?
Yeah.
Because this is a 5 week period where, you know, hopefully a lot of good happens, but sometimes guys make the wrong choices.
I mean, what I'll say is, you know, sometimes if you're going to get into trouble, if you're going to get into trouble, that speech that coach gives, you know, maybe it's a reminder, but that's the part that you're already, you know, dredged in that lifestyle already, so you're already going to get in trouble. If it's going to happen, it's bound to happen. But sometimes, man, and athletes, we have it so tough because sometimes troubles just, it just finds us, you know, and we see that from time to time. We don't see the true story. We just see the athlete's name and what's the alleged crime or negative thing surrounding them. So with that being said, you know, you just kind of hope that guys just put themselves in a situation where the likelihood of something happening is very low and they, you know, take themselves out of those type of environments and put themselves around positive people. You know, it's a tough time because we have the spotlight on us all the time. You know, you can put something on social media and people blow it out of proportion these days, and it's just an unfortunate world we live in. But with that being said, we have a great group of guys, so I just hope, you know, when we come back to training camp, we can have all the guys that we left here with.